think the fact that we're saying the Stone Roses are doing these gigs, that in itself is still quite surreal. To even have them playing is surreal and exciting. And even, I know it's been a year and stuff since like the Heaton Park shows and whatever, and they've been around the world doing it, but it's still really exciting. And for them to be doing it is great. To be asked to do it is unbelievable. It's, you know, it's amazing.
How do you think they maintain the excitement amongst their fans? Do you think it is because they refuse to speak? Oh, I know John Squire did actually speak to us last week, but
maybe that and the fact that when they were around, they had that difficult balance, I suppose, of being very, very real and very, very magical. Again, like, you know, they don't feel the need to do the press and stuff like that. And it's also quite fresh as well now, and especially in an age when people are letting you know what they have for the breakfast and the lunch and the dinner. Insane self-belief. I kind of think, I kind of think that's a Mancunian thing. You see it with people who work in call centres, walking down the street and they're like, I'm the best person in my call centre. And I don't know, there's probably a lot of, I mean, if you've got the confidence, I think that's more than half of the battle won, I think. It's very rare that you get that. When all the separate parts are kind of that special, whether it's the frontman or the amazing bass line or, you know, the delicate but also driving guitar lines, and then Rennie, who's probably got one of the best voices alone, like Jimi Hendrix on the drums. I was lucky enough to go to Par Hall as well. They've got it, they've still got it in buckets, you know, it's buckets and spades. Nobody could actually believe it was happening when all four of them walked out. I don't think I've ever experienced that at a gig before. It was so special. The energy in the room was just electric.